where will we find the airline pilots of tomorrow? I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. The airlines are seeing continued growth in passenger volume, and they're using smaller planes on many routes. At the same time, the huge pool of pilots trained by the military for service in Vietnam is reaching mandatory retirement age. Compounding the matter, the military is moving into unmanned technologies, which require fewer pilots. So where will the airline industry find tomorrow's pilots? Today, in the first of a two-part special feature, Aero News Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell discusses these issues with Captain Gary Beck, former chief pilot for Delta Airlines, who, upon reaching the age of 60 and being forced to retire from flying airliners himself, accepted an invitation from Delta to segue into heading up the Delta Connection Academy.
We're speaking with Captain Gary Beck, President and CEO of Delta's Connection Academy, a wholly owned subsidiary of, well, Delta Airlines. Captain Beck, thanks for joining us here on Aero News, and let's talk a little bit, if we can, first about your background and why you're one of the go-to guys on a subject we're about to approach here.
Great, Jim.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about your time on the line, if you would.
Yes, I spent 34 years with Delta Airlines, / Western Airlines. I was hired in March of 1973 with Western Airlines. And as you know, we became part of the Delta family in 1987 through a merger. Of those 34 years, over half of that time was spent line flying. The other half was spent in various management positions throughout the company in flight training, and then culminating with my last position at Delta, where I was the Senior Vice President of Flight Operations and the Chief Pilot for the airline.
What kind of equipment did you get to fly, sir?
Well, started in 737s with Western, flew 737s, 727s, DC-10s, and then 757s, 767s, and 767ERs.
Ah, nice gear.
Yeah, very, very good airplanes and a great career that went way too fast.
I hear you there. If you would, I understand right now you're taking care of management chores for Delta's Connection Academy. This is kind of a real lofty position after everything that you've already gone through now to take responsibility for where future pilots are coming from. How did you come into that particular position? And if you would, describe a little bit about your activities there at the present time.
Sure. It was a challenge that was asked of me by Jerry Grinstein, who's the CEO, as you know, outgoing CEO of Delta, and Captain Joe Kolchak, who was and still is my boss. I still am a senior officer with Delta. And as I approached age 60 and knew that I could no longer fulfill the chief pilot position at Delta, they asked me if I would be interested in coming down to Orlando and taking the helm of the Connection Academy. I was a general aviation pilot, one of the few in my class, and so, albeit it had been quite a number of years since I had flown light aircraft, my roots were in general aviation, so I looked at it as a great challenge to come down and take the helm. So that's how I ended up here.
Well, the Delta Connection Academy, that's a pretty big operation. As I understand it, it's over 100 aircraft right now, and recently populated with a number of the latest generation of technically advanced aircraft.
That's correct, Jim. We currently have about 115 aircraft. We are refleeting, in the process of refleeting, to all Cirrus SR-20 technically advanced aircraft. I've got 15 of them sitting on the ramp right now, with 8 more coming in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll have 30 by the end of September and continuing on until we reach our target of 50 with an option on 8 additional aircraft. And we do fly a lot. We fly over 100,000 hours a year. We've got 1.7 million hours of fatality-free instruction in flying, which is a number that, that I and the Academy are very, very proud of.
And so you should be. Now, the move to technically advanced aircraft, there's a little bit of controversy out there about this right now, simply because a lot of the conventional flight training population out there really doesn't know what to make yet of all these new aircraft and all these new capabilities. Of course, you come from fairly advanced cockpits and are trying to train people for that regime. Is this the proper step up? Is this the proper kind of workflow we're going to need to be able to train pilots from here on out?
Well, Jim, I'll tell you, we absolutely believe it is. The FITS program, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Federal Industry Training Standards, program that we will be rolling out. We already have approval on our private instrument and our CFII courses. We'll be rolling it out as our core curriculum with our September class. Is absolutely what we see the way to go at the Academy. Don't forget, Jim, our goal here is to produce airline pilots. We don't take people off the street that just want to get a private license or want to pick up an instrument rating. We're here to train future airline pilots. And I think, having worked in the industry for the number of years that I have and been responsible for large training organizations like Delta's training department, bringing what's known as AQP training from the airlines into general aviation through the FITS program, technologically advanced aircraft, and the flight training devices that we're purchasing to support the new TAA aircraft is absolutely the way to go.
ANN's Jim Campbell is talking today with Gary Beck, President and CEO of Delta Connection Academy. We'll hear more in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800 for Cessna.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. Today, we're hearing the first of two parts of a discussion between ANN's Jim Campbell and Captain Gary Beck of Delta Connection Academy.
Now, we're heading into some interesting territory here because the airlines are back to hiring. There's no question at this stage of the game that there's retirements are way up, and that age 60 rule is still scalping way too many flyers before their time, or so it appears anyway.
Well, I can certainly attest to that.
I had a feeling you would. But we hear rumors that there's a shortage in the works. Is that true? Are we going to go back to what we saw in the 1960s, where airlines are advertising in the New York Times, "Hey, private pilot, come and learn to fly for XYZ Airlines"?
Yeah, it's a great question. Don't know if we'll get back to what we saw in the 60s, but I certainly think that we are going to be faced with a shortage in the major airlines. I think that the reservoir that pilots that we've been blessed with over the years is starting to get more and more depleted. And it's not just if you look at worldwide pilot needs, what we're experiencing right now is the ability for U.S. trained pilots to go to work in other parts of the world, and some real needs cropping up in China, India, and Europe currently. So that reservoir of pilots that, as I mentioned before, that we've been so lucky with before is starting to get tapped. And I think that combined with the fact that the major carriers are starting to hire, and we all know that the regional carriers have been hiring and hiring very aggressively in the last year, is going to be a challenge in the future.
Well, one of the challenges I'm particularly curious about is it seems that the folks just working their way up into the ladder, especially into the regionals, seem to be starting with lighter and lighter logbooks. So it would seem to me that both the quality of training and the type of training, i.e. really making sure that people are ready for an airline career rather than let me get a private, let me get a commercial, let me get my CFI and then see where it goes. But a dedicated training program leading to an airline career would seem to be more critical than ever before.
I would agree with you 100%, Jim. And as I mentioned before, and I'll roll back in it, that's what we do here at the Academy. That's what we produce. Our pilots come out of here after completion of all their ratings, and after taking what we call a bridge course, which is a generic CRJ transition program, they go right into CRJs with the regional carriers. And we're very proud of our completion rate of our graduates that that complete that bridge course and go with the regionals. We have over a 99% pass rate, and many times the regionals have reported to me that our graduates have been able to complete their training in a shortened footprint compared to an average student that comes from somewhere else. So I absolutely agree with you. It's got to start with the ab initio training and go on up.
Well, as you know, certainly not with Delta's Connection Academy, but there have been some real horror stories out there in regards to programs that have been put forth before folks that can get the loans or have the money and saying, hey, you're going to have a job, you're going to have this, and you're going to have that, and next thing you know, the school's belly up or the program didn't meet spec or in many ways promises were made that weren't kept. How do you distinguish what you're trying to do with Delta to stay above and beyond that and also set a standard, hopefully, for the rest of the industry? How do you distinguish yourself from all that?
Well, I think the primary distinction is our affiliation with Delta Airlines. Delta is a class organization, and although we are a standalone business to Delta and a wholly owned subsidiary, that name is very, very important to us and carries a lot of weight. You know, we act responsibly. We don't, you know, tap into the students' deposits for our day-to-day capital and cash needs. You know, we take it very, very seriously. And we picked up students from some of those flight schools that you're mentioning, Jim, that have gone belly up and taken their deposits, and here the poor students left with, not only do they have no place to fly, but their money's gone also. So we're very, very sensitive, you know, to that area.
We're also going to be dealing with an increasingly demanding air traffic and airspace environment in the future. I had the pleasure of spending a little bit of time with the administrator on board one of their test aircraft a couple of days back, where they're talking about a whole new generation of moving traffic. We're talking about the accuracies that will be available through WASS. We're talking about ADS-B. We're, of course, talking about future additional reduced separations, things of that nature. Can you, at this point, instill the discipline and the training and the thought processes, and more important, the CRM that's going to be necessary to prepare today's pilots for tomorrow's environment?
Yeah, terrific question. And as you know, with Next Gen coming along, you're absolutely right. The reduced separation is something that's got to take place to handle all the additional air traffic needs that will be coming, and quite frankly, is there right now. We start from day one with CRM with our students. Our training programs are very tailored to an airline atmosphere and airline cockpit discipline. Even though these airplanes can be flown single pilot, we start talking about CRM and start asking and really demanding the discipline that it takes to perform in an airline cockpit from day one when a student is a student pilot working on their private license. So very much on our radar scope and something that we've got into our curriculum from day one.
Okay, let's take a real hypothetical, and I'm going to go for a big stretch here.
Okay.
Pretend I'm a young wannabe pilot in my early 20s, which was way, way too damn long ago, and I'm dreaming of the airline career. I mean, you know, I walk through the airports, and I see these guys running around these nice big black bags, and they've got this amazing life of going from point A to point B. A couple of years ago, the advice you might give to, you know, the wannabe airline pilot was not exactly positive. What advice do you give to him or her today, right now?
Great question. And, you know, you hit it on the head. Someone has to have that desire to want to be a professional airline pilot. The money, obviously, and the lifestyle comes along with it, the ups and the downs. And believe me, having been in the industry, and I actually grew up in the industry, my father was with Continental. So, I mean, some people ask me, based on your upbringing, why did you ever get into this business? And all the ups and downs that go along with it. I've always had that inherent and gut love of flying airplanes, and to get paid for doing something you love to do doesn't change. Yes, you're away from home. Yes, your family sometimes pays the price. Yes, there's ups and downs in the economic cycles that can have effect on you. But I still think, and I know from talking to students that come here, they've got that burning desire to fly big airplanes, and you know that's what drives them. And I would not have traded my career for any other career in the world, even with the ups and downs that I experienced.
Tomorrow, we'll hear the conclusion of Jim Campbell's discussion with Captain Gary Beck, President and CEO of Delta Connection Academy. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.